This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, there is a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Well, get it all right now at Geico.com. So let's hit the guest line right now. Talk to our special guest, Randy Cross, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. Randy, what's going on? You got Taz and AB here. How's it going, man?
I'm doing good, man. Doing really, really well.
We appreciate it. Happy holidays, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, it must be the holidays. It's raining.
I know. Same here, dude. I know.
So, Randy, here we go. We're finally almost at these games tomorrow. Whether it is Notre Dame or it's Oklahoma, who's got the better shot at the upset in your mind?
I would say probably Notre Dame. I look at it in that they're probably the most motivated of the four, only because they've heard, you know, all the people talking. You know, and you can tell from their comments, they've heard most of those comments.
Right.
So I know nobody reads or hears any of them, that they're very aware that people just sort of doubt them. And I think they have the most motivation of the four teams. I think Oklahoma just has such a bad defense. They're going to have a hard time controlling, you know, the clock side of Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough to disagree with that. You know, if you're talking on this whole situation, right, Randy, with Dexter Lawrence, as you know, he's not going to play in this Cotton Bowl against Notre Dame. You know, he's a tremendous D lineman, along with the other three kids that are on that D line from Pharrell, Austin Bryant, Kristen Wilkins. These guys. Just a tremendous. You can speak on this as an expert, obviously, but also as a guy who's played, you know, offensive line at a super high elite level. Now, this kid's a D lineman, obviously, but like, do you think it's a massive problem, big problem, little problem? Like, break it down, being that Dexter's not going to be able to play for Clemson tomorrow.
I think it's a. It's a moderate-sized problem,
right?
Unlike him, who's a gigantic problem. you know, you look at the game from a lot of different angles. I just think his potential for the tackle for loss and the explosive defensive play, you know, all four of those guys up front, but especially he and Wilkins, they dominate the middle of the offensive line so much that they spill everything. And then they have so much team speed, they'll run you down.
Right.
So that's what they're going to be missing, I think. And Notre Dame will try early on. They're going to try to basically, you know, double away or track inside, but they're going to try to penetrate the inside of that defense just to stay on the field and keep the clock going in their favor. I just think that's his biggest thing is Lawrence can dominate his position, especially when you're looking at the other side, because you're going to double Wilkins.
Right, right.
You can't double both of them, but if you have your choice, you're going to double the other guy. And now especially, that just means he's going to see doubles the entire game.
Randy, let me ask you about, the system, so to speak, that Dexter Lawrence is in right now. That second urine test comes back. It's also positive, so he's officially out for this game. He can appeal. Who knows when that appeal would be heard, and he might lose it. I mean, it's almost never believable when a guy says, I don't know how this got there. Usually that's kind of like the default throwaway defense. But should he be allowed to play until his appeals are exhausted, or are you okay with him sitting out now and maybe down the line when it won't matter the slim chance of being vindicated here?
Well, the problem is nowadays these kids are really, really familiar. They know how the system works. They know, and there are signs all over all these facilities, all over the country, that you're responsible for whatever goes in your body. So the defense that, you know, I don't know. Well, you know what? You shouldn't just be taking anything that comes from the store. I don't care if it's a flipping vitamin. If it doesn't come from your team trainer, it doesn't come from the from the team itself, you shouldn't be taking anything. So it can be a very simple thing. There are plenty of guys. It's got nothing to do with doctors, nothing to do with roids or anything like that. But you can get these things over the counter, and you can get these kind of positive tests really, really easy. So the defense that, you know, I didn't mean to do it, nah, it doesn't fly because they know what the repercussions are.
Right, right. And now, staying on the topic of defensive linemen, Randy, I'm speaking with Randy Cross right here. Randy, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. So, Randy, I want to talk about Quinnen Williams a little bit, the excellent defensive lineman, redshirt sophomore on Alabama's D-line, big monstrous kid, 6'4", 6'5", almost 300 pounds. He is just, as you know, dude, he's a wrecking machine, and that O-line for OU's in trouble. And they're good, the O-line for Oklahoma. I want you to break him down for me as a guy. How do you block this guy? What do you do against this guy? I gave an example, Randy, earlier. I feel like that Quinnen Williams reminds me a little bit of a John Randall type guy with that motor, you know, that power and motor. That's what kind of, I would love to get your breakdown on Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, you know, he's got that quickness. He's got that agility. The thing that really jumps out at me is, A, he's really, really, he's obviously coachable because he's very well coached. And if you watch him closely, you watch his hands. You know, you see guys that go all the time where you see their arms flailing all over the place. I mean, they're going fast. They're going quick. They're being dominant. Now, this guy, he gets his hands inside. And the advantage with that is you're always ready to deal with a blocker either in front of you, coming from the side, you know, a back or somebody with the ball. And he basically just jacks people with those hands and his arms. Constantly with that kind of bench press motion. And he does move with a lot of quickness. I'd say the Randall analogy would be pretty accurate. I would go, and I'd pump the brakes on going too crazy on this, but he has that combination of talents if he can develop, almost like Reggie White.
Wow.
I mean, the guy that he dominates inside, and when I say inside, I mean with his hands, with his technique.
Inside control, like getting your pecs,
yeah,
getting tight.
With his leverage, everything right about what he does. He dominates that way, and then he has the quickness to also be a dominant player. So, you know, to me, he's easily the best D-lineman in a great D-line class.
No doubt, no doubt.
Randy, a couple of months from now, is Kyler Murray a baseball player or a football player?
You know, they're going to make him blink. They're going to make him think twice, especially if that game tomorrow goes the way OU fans think it's going to go. You know, that would be the 54-49 kind of a way, which
right
is how they win. Can a guy his size play? You know, and Baker Mayfield's not the tallest guy, and Drew Brees isn't the tallest guy, and Russell Wilson's not the tallest
right
guy. So it can be done. But if I was him, take me out to the ball game, dude.
I love it. Hey, Randy, as an offensive lineman, I mean, it might be a weird question, but would you prefer to block or, you know, be up front in front of a guy who's under 6 foot, who could hide behind, you know, monsters like yourself and these other guys on the O-line, or a guy who's a big statuesque type of 6'3", 6'4", type of, you know, like a Josh Allen type from Bills type of, you know, big, big cannon type arm, big giant guy that's maybe, well, he's a bad example. Allen is mobile. I was going to say not as mobile. What's your prefer? A guy that gets out of that pocket that's athletic like a Kyler Murray, or the traditional straight drop back cup protection type quarterback?
Well, I think the prototypical modern NFL quarterbacks, the guy that can be a pocket guy and the guy that can escape, he's got both skills.
Right.
That's the guy you'd always like to be, because you'd always like to block for, because not only can he handle the destination stuff, you know, as far as being in the pocket.
Right, right.
He can also ad lib. I mean, I blocked for a guy in Joe Montana that was that guy. He could carve you up in the pocket.
He was pretty good.
And he could scramble and make you pay. Now, that was frustrating at times, because at times you'd be blocking and you knew exactly, because you always know where behind you you're supposed to protect.
Right.
Where you'd be protecting, and all of a sudden the defensive player would start sprinting either direction. You go, where the hell are you going?
He's going where the QB is, right?
He was going to the quarterback.
Yeah, that's funny.
Nothing you can do about the ad-lib part. I like the guy that can that can ad lib on occasion, personally.
Okay. Cool. Well, listen, Randy, we appreciate it, man. Randy Cross, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. Hey, listen, man, have a good New Year, you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And everybody's going to love that rematch of Alabama-Clemson, by the way.
Oh, I think you're right. And we're on the same page, my friend. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.